Welcome to Bench Boost Boys Game Week 30 Forecast International Interruption. I am Gav, you are Scott. How are you, Scott?
Doing quite well. Stuck here in my room, not allowed to go outside.
That's fair enough.
Shooting the podcast a little bit differently tonight.
Yep, for a little bit of context, Brisbane, Australia, has gone into a three-day lockdown, which means we can't record in our usual spot. So I've got some of the gear with me. You're basically phoning in. So isn't that novel?
Yep. Phone a friend, 50-50,
or you.
All that. But the international break's nearly over, so
oh, thank
keen to
fuck.
Get into game week 30.
Yeah, we will.
Talk about our game week 29s.
We will, but first off, join the private league, P2IFBX. At Bench Boost Boys is us on Twitter. Benchboostboys.club is the website, so check that out. But yeah, game week 29 seemed like a very long time ago, so I guess we'll get straight into it. Cast your mind back, Scott. Game week 29. What happened?
Don't have to cast my mind back. Got it all here on the spreadsheet. It was a funny old game week. Planned for it, but as we all know, the best laid plans. I had a bit of a shocker. Four players that scored zero. Only one of them didn't play. So Cresswell, Soufal, and Target all completely blanked. So conceded at least two goals, didn't play enough minutes, or got yellow cards. I ended up on 47 points. The game week average was 25. So a bit of a shocking performance for my entire back line. I chose to roll the dice and captain Stuart Dallas. I did that to be a little bit different. I know a lot of people were captaining Kane. And it did to bite me in the butt because Kane scored 7, which would have left me with 14. And I captained Dallas, who scored 2, which gave me 4. So we talk about it a lot here on the podcast, turning 2 into 4. That's exactly what I did. Probably the standout players for me were Jesse Lingard, West Ham. He got a goal and assist and 2 bonus points. And Patrick Bamford with a goal, assist, and 3 bonus points for 11 points. Sanchez for Brighton, he was the right pick for me for keeper. So I left Martinez on the bench, and Sanchez got 6 points. Martinez got 1. And Kane, like I said, 7 points, and Lookman for a cheeky 5 points. A bit of a blank from Odegaard as well, so that left me with 47 points in total, 22 points above the game week average. I think it was a game week rank of just over 1,100,000. And yeah, it's left me sitting at 467,000th overall, so not too bad. Could have been a lot worse, could have been a lot better. I also took a 4-point hit with my transfer, so I transferred out Gundogan, Son, and me, and transferred in Odegaard, Bale, and Cresswell. Now, Bale was the one that tipped me over for a negative 4 points, and he didn't play. So overall, if you count Cresswell getting a 0 and Odegaard getting a 2, I think I netted out at about negative 6. Talk to me about your game week. Okay. Hopefully a little bit better than mine.
Yeah, so on that last show that we had, I talked about rolling transfer and doing nothing. In the end, as per usual, I buckled and thought, you know what, there's no harm in making a couple of transfers. As it turns out, they were largely useless. So I'll start at that end. Gundogan and Cancelo out, and Odegaard and Alderweireld came in. Alderweireld ended up with a mystery illness, I think they call it COVID, and didn't play. So he didn't play at all. I had 10 players lined up to play in that game week. The only one on the pitch that wasn't playing was Fernandez. Outside of that, yeah, Gareth Bale, same as you, didn't play. So that was shite. Creswell, just like you, pulled up on a 0. Dallas blanked for me. Otherwise, the rest of the other sort of 5 players in that team propped the rest of them up. I got the clean sheet for Sanchez. I captained Rafinha, got a goal, clean sheet, and a bonus point. 12 points for Lingard.
That was a good shout, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit of a differential captaincy choice there, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, in hindsight, I could have gone for Bamford, but, you know, happy with Rafinha. Bamford got 11 points, Kane 7. So I ended up with 56, which is way over the game week average of 25. Obviously, I had that minus 4.
How much further over is it?
More than double. My game week rank...
Just wanted to see how quick your maths was. It wasn't very quick.
Yeah, I thought it was some kind of trick question, mate. I don't need that in my life. Game week rank 552,000th, overall points 1716, and for the first time, and long time coming, considering we're not that far from the end of the season, I broke the top million managers, so 923,000th. Woo!
Congratulations, that's pretty damn good.
Thanks, mate. Long time coming. Looking for a strong finish to the season, but game week 29. Is more or less ancient history now. So we'll take a quick little break and come back and talk about the watch list. Bench Boss Boys, who's on your watch list?
I've got quite a few players on my watch list. Obviously, I don't have them all listed here, but Luke Shaw and Rudiger, for me, are a couple of players that I want to bring in. So the reason I haven't made any moves on either of those two just yet is both Luke Shaw and Rudiger are playing for their respective national teams. So Luke Shaw's playing for England. He started both of their games so far, and Rudiger's done the same for Germany. So both those players looking to bring in, because after last week with bringing in Cresswell, I'm doubled up on West Ham defenders. So I've got Soufal and Cresswell, and I'm not that keen on having both. And obviously I'd rather keep Cresswell. He's someone that I've had a little bit of FOMO over for the last few weeks. So keeping him, transferring out Soufal for either one of those two players. I will also talk about Iheanacho in a minute, but I just, after this week where Wolves are playing West Ham, they have an incredible run of fixtures. So I'll quickly get them up, but that kind of makes me think that I want some Wolves players in my team, and I haven't got any particular players shortlisted. But after West Ham, they've got Fulham, Sheffield, Burnley, West Brom, and Brighton in a row. And that's a really attractive five games. So potentially a Wolves defender, maybe Connor Cody. He's their captain, plays quite regularly. You know, and maybe even a midfielder like maybe Adama Traore or someone like that. But Iheanacho, like I said earlier, I think he's someone I'll bring in, but not for this week. Don't like Leicester's fixture against Man City. But after that, you know, Madison's still out. I think Barnes is out for a little while longer too, probably mid-April he'll come back. So I think Iheanacho is going to keep getting, and especially if he's playing the way he's playing, I think he's going to keep getting played up the front there next to Vardy in that traditional 4-4-2 formation that people... managers have done away with over the years. But yeah, that's my watch list. Thoughts?
Yeah, sounds good. And one of those is I've got a note on mine to say I'm still keeping an eye on Iheanacho. Yeah, same thoughts. I'd have brought him in a heartbeat, but this happened a few times this season where the timing's just not right. It's not the right fixture for Leicester to be bringing in Iheanacho. The only other one, really, a short one for me this week, Lacazette, just purely because he's got two goals in his last two games. Arsenal, Arteta very much playing his own little roulette there, up front and in midfield. So nothing that I'm dead set on. I am also keeping an eye on Luke Shaw, biding my time on that one. Rudiger is in my team, just going back to your selections there. I would just say about him, it's still not sure exactly what's going on with Tuchel, if he just plays a heavy rotation or if he's still trying to figure out his preferred first 11. Don't really know enough about him as a manager, really. Could probably go back and read up some PSG stuff, but we thought Rudiger was the one that was cemented in, and now suddenly it's Christensen. Who knows? So I do have Rudiger, and I'll let him hang around for a bit and see what happens, but that's just my little note there on those Chelsea defenders.
Yeah, that makes me want to kind of potentially lean a little bit more towards Luke Shaw. You know, Man United are playing well. They're coming second in the league at the moment. Luke Shaw's playing particularly well, and they have a pretty attractive fixture against Brighton. So, yeah, Rudiger not being a lock. He's obviously a little bit cheaper, so that is a positive. But money's not really an issue, and I'll get to why a little bit later. I don't think it's going to be a massive concern of mine after next week.
Cryptic. Okay, well, we haven't had these that often. It feels like it hasn't been for a while, but we have a 10 fixture game week, a good old-fashioned traditional game week. So we'll break down those games after these words. There are no words. It's just, we'll be back in a sec.
We don't have a sponsor this week? No words from our sponsor?
I feel like our sponsor should be WebEx.
Oh, yeah. This podcast is actually brought to you by WebEx.
Yeah, not massively well either, but we're too cheap to get a pro license for Zoom. Anyway, we'll be back. Bench Boss Boys. Chelsea West Brom kicks us off for game week 30. Thoughts, etc.
I think it's going to be an easy win for Chelsea. I don't see West Brom bringing much to the pitch. Tuchel's been managing that team really well. They've been solid defensively, which obviously makes a player like Rudiger an attractive option. You mentioned Christensen earlier. There are no real locks in that Chelsea defence at the moment. Obviously, Ben Chilwell, Alonso, Azpilicueta, Reece James. It's hard to lock down who is going to be playing. Jorginho might not be a bad pick. And another one who's been playing particularly well, not just for Chelsea, but also for England, is Mason Mount. So, I think it's an easy game for Chelsea. Not much to say about West Brom for me in this one. What about you?
Mason Mount's a really good shout. It's still very much a roll of the dice at the moment. The press are going mad about him again this week, probably largely because of England performances. And I saw a think piece about how Tuchel thinks he's awesome and he's backing him. But if you actually go onto the FPL website and look at the stats, he's still playing 20 minutes here, 70 minutes there. And it's kind of been my theme of the season that I don't always have a lot of confidence or feel that comfortable about chucking in players who aren't going to get football. But still a great player.
I don't think you're the only FPL manager that has that sort of thought. If you really want to make sure that you're doing consistently well, in terms of FPL points each week, you want to bring, at least 11 players to the field that are playing, 90 minutes most games, if not all games. So yeah, that's a fair shout. Next game's Leeds Sheffield, your boys.
Yep. So in the reverse fixture earlier in the season, Leeds managed to grind Sheffield United down and get that win. I expect a Leeds win here.
What was the score in that game last time?
Pretty sure it was like 1-0 or something. Leeds absolutely smashed them. Put loads of pressure on, but they just stuck what looked like 11 local labourers behind the ball. They were big burly dudes. They just couldn't get on goal. But today,
Bamford's still at
go on, mate.
Bamford's still at 75%. I think that's a bit of a concern for a lot of managers, but he's been at 70. He was at 75% before the last game, and he managed to play quite well and get 11 points. So I don't think there's any risk of keeping him in the team. I've got Dallas.
I don't know where they're getting that intel from on Bamford. I've certainly heard nothing to suggest that he's in any kind of bother. I would imagine he'll start. Dallas could pop up with a goal. I'll be back in Rafinha, of course. I'm expecting a Leeds win here. Possibly a few goals in this one, I reckon.
Yeah, me too. The next game's Leicester versus Man City, and I think this might be one of the hardest matches to call in the game week. Definitely one of the toughest matches for either side, probably because City's playing really well at the moment, but Leicester are too, specifically Iheanacho. So, it's going to be hard to call this one. I think it's one of those moments where I'm feeling pretty good about kind of walking away from a few of my Man City assets. Selling Gundogan last week, I feel pretty good about it, looking at this fixture.
Yeah, and for trivia fans out there, obviously Iheanacho played for Manchester City, so be a nice tale for him to break through that Leicester side and score against his old club. As you touched on earlier, Barnes, I think they've got him down at the moment, back 11th of April. Madison 50%, so I doubt he's going to play, but Iheanacho, big threat there. You'd obviously think City were the favourites.
Sometimes I wonder where they get those dates from, for that Barnes injury, 11th of April. They've had that up there on the website for a while, and you just think, who is picking that date? Are they that good at pinpointing exactly when the injury is going to fix itself? But anyway,
Barnes, speculative.
You'd want to see him, and you'd want to see him play a few minutes of at least a couple of games before you risk bringing him back in, even though he was in such great form before he went off with an injury.
Yep, and that leads us into Arsenal versus Liverpool. This could be an interesting one because Liverpool picked it up a bit in Europe. It's almost like watching old Liverpool in that game. And Arsenal, they're doing okay. Saka is 75%. And from what I've heard, obviously, we're early in the week, but I don't think he will play. But good scout for Arsenal to take here, especially with Liverpool on the ropes like they have been.
Yeah, I think Liverpool are an absolute shambles at the moment. And, you know, Arsenal players, there are a couple of them playing in Europe at the moment. I know Odegaard's playing for Norway. Aubameyang not playing over in Europe still. He's actually playing for Gabon. But he's playing at the moment too. So if they can keep their good guys fit. I know I talked about Odegaard blanking in the last game week. But despite the blank, he actually was one of the best players on the pitch. I think he ended up winning the man of the match for Arsenal. And that was in a 3-3 draw where he didn't get a goal or an assist. So he's obviously working really hard in that game.
On that note, it is worth saying that on a very similar note to that, Trent Alexander-Arnold got 3 bonus points in Liverpool's last game without getting, you know, without doing a great deal in the game either. So there was also a lot to be said there if you've got the time or inclination to watch the games, because you can start to spot that. We see that a lot this season. It happens a bit with Rafinha. Nobody was really watching him, but as a Leeds fan, I could see it building, and then it paid off in the end. Doesn't always pay off, of course, but so Trent Alexander-Arnold there and Odegaard.
The next match is Southampton-Burnley. Now, I'm not going to lie, this is the your match of the week for me, purely because I don't have any assets from either of the two teams. I'm not sure if you do either.
I've got Ben Mee on the bench, so that's probably where he'll stay.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously.
Let's go on to Newcastle Tottenham.
I was just going to add one last thing there, just in case. You know, I know there's not been tons of options up front this season. Anyone still interested in Ings who hasn't got the finger on the pulse? He's at 50%.
Yeah. No, leave him out. Leave him out. Move on. Let's move on. Newcastle Tottenham. We all got a little bit screwed last week by Bale not playing.
Yeah. Son will not be playing this week. Don't hold me to that, because we've been burnt on that in the past. But he's 50%, which you'd like to think would mean that they will play Bale. Even if someone like Lucas Moura does play, there's got to be space for Bale in that team.
Well, we thought that last week, and there wasn't. You know, Lucas Moura and is it Bergwijn?
Maybe, yeah.
We're partnered in the midfield.
Bastards.
Kane playing up front by himself. So, with Vinicius actually as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Vinicius.
So Bale was completely left out of that team. Didn't get a single minute on the pitch either. So, not a lot. Playing well for Wales. Mm. Actually, is he? Or was I looking at highlights? I don't know. I can't remember, but either way, we'll see what his fitness is like going into the next week.
Speaking of fitness, Sam Maximin 25%, Wilson 75%. Wilson, I think, is just lacking match fitness, so he might see some minutes in this game. But if you've got Kane in your team, might be a good game to captain him.
You've got him in your team, do you?
I do.
Could be a sneak peek at what's to come later.
We'll see.
Aston Villa versus Fulham. Grealish 75%, but I'm hearing rumours that he might actually make an appearance game.
Wow, after his mysterious leg injury. Villa will be glad to see him back in the team for sure. He's been absolutely their highlight of the season.
Yeah, don't really have a heck of a lot more to say on this. I do have Lookman in my team, and I do have Martinez and Target as well from Aston Villa. So I actually do have a few assets tied up in this game, but truthfully, I think it'll be a really good game to watch. But I think if Grealish does come back, I think that could be all the difference for Aston Villa.
I agree. Manchester United against Brighton. Rashford 75%. Otherwise, nothing more to report there. As you've got here, Brighton are coming off the back of a good win against Newcastle, but it is Newcastle, so I would imagine Man United will swiftly dispatch a Brighton in this one.
Yeah, obviously Man United is littered with international stars that are playing a lot of minutes in World Cup qualifiers at the moment. big one there is obviously Bruno Fernandes. You know, he's in a lot of fantasy teams. I mentioned Luke Shaw. If he can keep fit for England's next goal game against Poland, I think he might be coming into my team. And you know, I think with a team like Man United, you always run the risk of these international breaks wreak havoc on your teams. But Bruno Fernandes has been playing well for Portugal. I don't think he's he hasn't got any injury flags at the moment. I think they've only got one game left, so hopefully he can stay fit for this one.
Well, and again, if you're someone who's got Fernandes, which most decent teams should, another decent captain pick there, especially if you don't have Kane. Okay, then Everton, Crystal Palace. Well, you know, it's a funny one. Crystal Palace have got their talisman back, but is it enough?
I don't think it's enough, to be honest. Everton's playing well at the moment. I've got DCL. Crystal Palace's defence don't really fill me with... Their defenders don't fill me with a lot of confidence, so I'm pretty comfortable that Everton's going to win this game.
I agree.
Hopefully DCL does the job.
Yep, be nice for a few goals from him. Well, then the last game of the game week, Wolves against West Ham. That should be a really good game, actually. A tough one for Wolves. West Ham are having the season of their lives.
Yeah, and particularly Lingard. And, you know, we both have Cresswell now that I'm, you know, I talked about bringing him in last week. I know you've had him for a long time. So I don't have any Wolves asset at the moment. Like I said, they've got a really, really awesome next run of about five fixtures. So that could change next week. But for this week, I'm hoping West Ham can do them in.
Yeah, eagle eye on that Wolves game this week and then see who's standing out. I think Podence is still out injured, but... yeah, I think you're onto something there with that one, mate. And that wraps up the Game Week 30 fixtures. So next we will talk about what we reckon we're going to do, and then we'll promptly not do that. And then we'll finish off with a mailbag.
Oh, I can promise you I am doing what I say I'm doing.
Well, isn't that novel? Bench Boss Boys, what are you going to do?
What am I doing? Well... talked about my potential transfers, so definitely Soufal out, and it's either Rudiger or Luke Shaw. So that's my transfer. My captain pick this week, Bruno Fernandes. Captaining him against Brighton, obviously I've got my vice-captaincy on Kane. So I agree with you there. I think they're both excellent captain's choices. I do like Bruno Fernandes just a little bit better. I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe because he's just the top goal scorer in the top point scorer in the game at the moment. Now, I'll tell you my starting lineup, but apart from my captains and my vice captaincy, it doesn't really make much of a choice. Make much of a difference. Martinez in goal, Dallas, Target, Diaz, Cresswell along the back, Fernandes, Bale, Lingard across the middle, Kane, Bamford, and DCL up front. On the bench, I'll have Sanchez for Brighton playing against Man United. Soufal, so obviously Rudiger or Shaw will be my first sub. Lookman and Odegaard. Now, the reason why it makes no difference whatsoever is because I will be playing my bench boost.
Well, who are you expecting to pick up points? Well, I guess you said it's interchangeable, right? So,
yeah, so let's say I bring in Shaw or Rudiger for my first sub. I expect there to be at least 6 points sitting on the bench there. Potentially more. Lookman for Aston Villa. Lookman, I don't think Fulham's going to beat Aston Villa, but I think if they're going to get a goal or an assist, it's going to be through Lookman. So I'm expecting at least 5 points on the bench there with Lookman. And Odegaard for Arsenal against Liverpool, that could be any amount of points. Well, let's say it's two and Sanchez rolls up with two. So I'm really hoping to get at least 13, 14 points out of my bench boost. And the players on field, I believe, are my strongest lineup. And I'm really hoping that collectively they can bring together at least 80 points. So I'm hoping for around a 94-point game week. That's the dream.
That's the projection, is it?
Projection, 94 points. And if it's 94 points on the dot, I have it on good authority that you will eat your hat.
Well, you heard it here first. What you haven't heard for the first time will be me saying I'm going to roll a transfer. I'm going to captain Kane this week. Playing a 3-4-3, going to bank the transfer. I still have my triple captain wildcard to use, but before you get animated about that little fact, One of the reasons why I think I am going to roll my transfer is looking at the guys in my team who I don't necessarily want. They're like Alderweireld. I'm like, well, he's playing against Newcastle. I'd like to think Spurs will get a clean sheet there, so he can just stay for a week. That's absolutely fine. Elsewhere in the team?
Fair share.
Yeah, elsewhere in the team, Rudiger. Like, he's playing West Brom, and I'm going to take the chance there that he's going to start that game. If he doesn't, that's fine. He'll be gone next week, and maybe I'll bring in John Stones or someone. But yeah, otherwise, I've got Dallas, Alderweireld, and Rudiger. Midfield is Fernandes, Bale, Rafinha, Lingard. Same with Bale. If for whatever reason Bale doesn't play this week, that, you know, I guess I'll have to just wear that and ship him off next week. Probably bring Son in or something. But Rafinha, fine. He's playing Sheffield United. Lingard's playing away at Wolves. Happy with that. Up front, Calvert-Lewin is playing at home, Crystal Palace. Kane and Bamford. Just, that's absolutely fine. And I think I've got about 5 million in the bank.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, there's been a little bit of movement on the fixtures, actually, too, that we should probably mention now, because it might affect some things. And truthfully, it's making me lean a little bit more towards Luke Shaw over Rudiger. But game week 32 is actually a blank game week.
Ooh.
So there are 8 teams not playing games. So Aston Villa do not have a fixture. Neither do Brighton, Chelsea, Crystal Palace, Leicester, Man City, Southampton, or West Brom. So that's pretty big. That's a pretty big amount of blanks. I don't have any West Brom players or Southampton players. I've got one Man City player. I was talking about Iheanacho. Oof, that might move me off him. No Crystal Palace. I don't have any Chelsea at the moment. Brighton, I've got one, and Aston Villa, I've got two. So if I leave things as they are right now and bring in Luke Shaw, I should have exactly 11 players for game week 32. So I guess watch this space when it comes to what we are doing with our transfers, because that might sway some of our decisions in a couple of weeks.
By the way, at the moment, game week 33 is 8 fixtures, no Spurs there, which is an interesting one because Spurs have already got games to make up. They need to slot in a game against Southampton somewhere. And this kind of plays into my triple captain. You know, there's a potential that I could play triple captain for Kane if the fixtures look nice enough. There is obviously a slight temptation that perhaps I just do that this weekend and watch Kane get a hat-trick against Newcastle. But the gambler in me, the theoretical gambler, I don't really do much actual gambling, would want to hold off for the potential of a double game week.
Yep, I remember playing my triple captain on Kane in a double game week, and it was adequately satisfactory.
So, yeah, that's interesting, though, about that blank game week. And people, you know, we're coming into the business end of the season here, so people need to keep an eye on this stuff. Twitter's a great resource for that, as we well know. If you follow Bench Boost Boys on there, and you see some of the accounts that we retweet and mention, and, of course, Official FPL is a good one on the website. You should see yourself well furnished with information.
Let's take a little bit of a cheeky break and then jump back into the mailbag.
Mailbag time. It's mailbag time. This week, we have a question from a chap called Ben from Benji's Ballers, which sounds very familiar. And he says, is Salah worth another look, considering Liverpool's favourable running? Scott, what do you reckon?
Look, I think the only time I would bring Salah in is game week 32, game week 33, if I held KDB. KDB blanks in those two fixtures. Price-wise, they're almost like for like. At the same time, across those two game weeks, Man United's playing Burnley and Leeds. So unless you've got money elsewhere in your midfield, I don't see it happening. Liverpool do have some good fixtures. Their next fixture, obviously, is against Arsenal next week. They've got Villa, Leeds and Newcastle. That is 3 nice games. Then they've got Man United, Southampton, West Brom. So, look, I wouldn't do it for the next couple of games. I think Arsenal and Aston Villa both have teams that can do damage, as does Leeds, to be honest. So, truthfully, I think Newcastle is probably where it starts to pick up for Liverpool, but then it goes straight back down for United. you know, then they're moving on to Southampton, West Brom. So maybe game week 35 onwards is where you're looking at that being a distinct possibility, because their last two games of the season are Burnley, Crystal Palace. Truthfully, I wouldn't make any movement till then.
My confidence level for Salah is way too low. I'd literally have to watch him score four goals in the next two, three games or something stupid to even warrant that. Like if Liverpool suddenly turn up off the back of a break and then also good performance in Europe and just kick it into gear and finish the season with some fireworks, good for them. But it will still take me at least two games to get to that confidence level to roll the dice on Salah. So really the answer is no, I don't think so. Not right now. Keep an eye.
Yep. No. Fair point. Yeah. Well, I think we did that was a pretty concise answer from both of us. I think we did really well. Normally they go for about an hour and a half and the answer is never that clear. So well done us.
Yeah. Pats on the back all around. Maybe it's just that lockdown flavor of the podcast, which I think went pretty well.
Yeah, wasn't too bad.
Well,
how about we do this all again next week?
Well, we'll see. Hopefully we're out of lockdown. Remember to join the private league on Fantasy Premier League. The code is P2IFBX. At Bench Boost Boys is the Twitter. Benchboostboys.club is the website. And have a great game week, but not as good as ours.
Bye-bye.